The Mishnah spoke about the halacha of ein metapchin, ve'ein mesapkin, ve'ein meragdin. You know, meant to express joy and simcha in these manners, and the reason is because gzeira shemisakin kleishir, he might be inclined to fix, to tune up an instrument to enhance the experience. There's an important tosis a couple of dafim ago who spoke about the halacha pertains bizman hazeh. He said that bizman hazeh, it's in Laman Amar Aleph, the concern isn't really so prevalent. L'didan einu l'beki in lasis klei shir v'leishayach l'migzer. So according to Tosfos, bizman hazeh, we don't have that bekius, that proficiency, with respect to fixing and tuning up instruments, and therefore he says the gzera doesn't apply. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah does make reference of this Tosfos to explain the minag, that many are not so makpid in these halachis. They'll clap, they'll dance on Shabbos, so it's based on the Svar of Tosis that the Gzera de Rabbanon is not really so applicable bizman hazeh. We don't have that bekius to tune up the klei shir. So yesh v'yesh, some are machmer, some are mekel, but either way, keep in mind that the heter over here is only regarding, you know, these expressions, dancing and clapping. It might not lead to a klei shir, but to actually play an instrument, that you cannot do. That's interesting. To go that far, we don't apply Tosfos' heter to that extent. Well, play a klei shir because you're not going to fix it. Right? Really, the two things are related. Just as you don't dance because you might tune up the klei shir, you don't play an instrument on Shabbos. It's also a shvus d'rabbanan because we're speaking about a non-electrical instrument, of course, because you might tune it up. Well, bizman hazeh, we don't tune. We don't have that expertise, but it seems from the poskim, we don't allow that much. Going and actually playing an instrument perhaps is already closer. It's already one step closer to tuning it up if you find it to be out of tune, especially if you're an instrument player, then you have an ear for it, and perhaps it's going to lead to be mesaka in the klei shir. So according to all shittas, that should not be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, there are some exceptions to this halacha. According to all shittas, if you do it derech shinoy, it's mutter. That's why you'll find some people clapping backhandedly, like this. Derech shinoy k'lachayad is mutter, or tapping on the table, drumming, but doing it in a manner which is different than you do it during the weekday. That would be mutter. There was a story that took place at an Agudah convention. Moshe Feinstein was present, and the other one was dancing, you know, the way men dance, in and out, not much of a dance, and he took part in it. And somebody asked him, what about dancing on Shabbos, where we have a Mishnah that it's aser? He said, in Yiddish he says, das heißt nicht getanz, this is not called dancing, this is just step walking. So even in the Shita that I'm machmir, just taking a slight step in and out is not really too much of an expression of an intense expression of joy which can lead a person to incorporate an instrument into the experience. There are two more exceptions to this halacha, which is l'kavod ha-Torah. We find that there are bells on the Sefer Torah which jingle, even though it's doing a shir, it's making a sound. L'kavod ha-Torah, we allow that. And also, l'kavod chasim v'kala, this is a not such a widely known halacha, that for simchas chasim v'kala, for instance, Shabbat brachas, you can actually play instruments. Of course, non-electrical instruments, and you can have a goy play, because the simchas chasim v'kala chacham allowed you to employ a goy for this purpose, to play instruments, mesameach chasim v'kala.